Something.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
On the Boston Fruit Radio. My number is 617-454-4237. I am waiting for your call. It's finally time for the golden hour. Please share with me your dreams. Or what you did last night. You can even call me and describe to me what you looks like. And I will draw your picture down on a piece of paper that I have and hang it on my wall. And I will think about you always. Hello, Carla.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Carla.
Hello, Carla.
We are having a golden connection. Please step away from the radio antenna. And just listen to the sweet sounds of my voice. I think I need some tech support back at the radio station.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. Beautiful.
Yes, caller, I can feel your energy is beautiful.
Okay, good. So, one of my fingernails is blue, and you can draw that.
I will definitely draw that. Unfortunately, I only have a black and a red pen, but I heard if you combine them together, they make blue.
Oh.
I will draw your fingernail right now.
Uh-huh.
Is it long or short?
It's short. Very short.
Okay, Carl. Is it your thumb finger or your... Yes. Your thumb finger.
Yes.
And how many fingers do you have?
10.
10 fingers.
Total.
Okay, caller.
Hello. I have stripes on my shirt. Black and red stripes.
That's perfect color, because I got the black and the red band.
That's good. My eyes are red.
That's amazing. Sometimes my cellmate, Crow Dog, he's got the red eyes too.
Wow, my nose is also red, and then I have two knees that are black.
I see color.
No hair.
You don't have any hair on your knees?
No. No. I'm wearing a Steelers football uniform.
Is that in the prison stripe Steelers?
No, Steelers. No, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers with a Troy Polamalu jersey and a helmet. A red, black and gold helmet. You can't have red. No red.
Okay, caller. Is this a football helmet?
Yes, football helmet. Says Steelers really big on the side.
I see.
Do you think we're going to win the championship this year, Yossi?
Well, let me ask Mr. Meatball. Mr. Meatball, what do you say?
Ask again later.
Oh,
okay. My meatball is not quite sure about what's going on right now. We will ask him again later.
Okay, maybe Meatball can talk to my friend Spaghetti.
Wow, Mr. Spaghetti!
Yeah,
It's been a long time since my meatball has been with some spaghetti. Mr. Meatball, do you like Mr. Spaghetti? Mr. Meatball is very undecided today.
Oh no.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Spaghetti.
Bye.
That's very, very nice. Excuse me, caller, are you wearing pajama bottoms? Or?
No, they are pants for football.
Oh, I see. So they're like skin tight pants.
Real tight and shiny and gold and yellow. The color of your golden yellow energy.
Yes, color. Too bad they don't give me gold pen. I will draw the shiny lines. And are you wearing some golf cleats on your feet?
No, I have no. I just have no shoes on right now because I don't wear them in the house.
So you're barefoot?
Yeah.
Okay, caller. How many toes do you have?
I got all of them. All of them.
That's good, caller. Sometimes people have an extra toe.
Oh, ew. Gross. Okay, good. Is it done?
Yes, caller. Is there any special dedication you would like written across the page?
To all my fans.
I even draw the spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Spaghetti.
Hi!
Hello, Mr. Spaghetti.
What color is Mr. Spaghetti?
I drew him with the red pen because I'm hoping he's got sauce on him.
Mm-hmm.
The meatballs said no.
Ooh.
Mr. Meatball's not very happy today.
Maybe he's hungry.
Yes, I think he misses Mr. Spaghetti.
Okay.
I want to thank you.
Hmm?
I want to thank you, caller, for letting me draw your pure golden energy.
Thank you. I've done a good job. It looks good. Very good.
Thank you, caller.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, caller. Have a good golden day. Goodbye, caller. And goodbye, Mr. Spaghetti. Mr. Meatball, do you have anything else to add?
The answer is yes.
Yes. What would you like to say, Mr. Meatball?
Ask again later.
Okay, Mr. Meatball. I will ask again later. I have another call. Oh, by mistake. Someone was distracting me from my true potential. How is everybody today? Oh, I have another caller. Hello, caller.
Yassi.
Hello. How are you today?
How are you?
I am good, caller. What is your secret wish for today?
I had a dream about you.
Oh, caller, let us discuss this dream.
There's a... Well, GJYD came to my school.
Oh, and what school do you go to?
And they were pointing at everything and planning for a big statue of you.
A statue? That's amazing. Was it a golden statue, my friend?
What?
Was it golden, the statue?
Yes, golden, very golden.
And where did they place this golden statue?
I don't know, maybe in the cannon.
And where did they point to?
You would like to?
No. You should go back to all the places that they pointed to and paint it gold if it is not already. Can you do that, my friend?
I will try.
Do you remember all the specific places of the goal? Yes. My friend.
Yes.
Do you have the gold mist with you?
A gold mist?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. You know how to use it?
No.
Oh. Do you want me to tell you how to use it, my friend?
Yes, I do.
First, you shake it up for a good 2 minutes. You should hear the golden clang of the metal rattle in your hand.
Okay.
And after you shake it for 2 minutes, you take the top off, and on side of the top, there will be a little nozzle with an eye. Do you have one of those?
I think so.
Yes.
Yes.
And then, when no one is looking, you put your finger on top of that nozzle and point that eye, the eye of gold, where you want it to be seen. And push it down, my friend. And you let it spray further and longer until everything is gold. And once you are done with your new golden object, you must take this can and hold it upside down and spray a magical dot in a random place so that you empty out the golden can and no gold will be stuck. And then you will have left your mark. The GJYT golden mark. Did you get that, my friend?
What was it?
Did you get all of that, my friend?
Yes.
Good. Good. GJYT cannot wait to go to your school.
I have something for them.
What do you have for them, my friend?
Many gifts.
Oh, that is very sweet. I am sure they have many gifts for you too, my friend.
I hope so. I like their gifts.
Yes. Did you receive the last gift that they sent?
What was that?
Did you receive the last gift?
Yes, I did.
Good. I hope you threw it in a window somewhere. Preferably a bank.
What was that?
I hope you threw it in a bank window somewhere close by.
I did.
That's good, my friend. Very good. Or should I say golden?
Very golden.
That is wonderful. So what are you going to do today?
What is that?
What are you doing today, my friend?
I have class at 3:30.
Boy, you don't sound excited about your classes.
No, not today.
I am sorry.
It's okay.
Which class is it?
I have art since 1945 and humanities. I actually good classes, but I'm tired.
I'm tired too, my friend.
It's okay.
Maybe we should recite the magic words together so that we can be awakened.
Do you have any remedies for a cold?
Yes, my friend. I always take the dragon breath.
Dragon breath?
Yes. Do you know how to make the dragon's breath?
Dragon's breath or blood?
Dragon's breath. Like
you
breathe.
Okay. I don't have that.
Do you know how to make it, my friend?
Can you tell me?
Yes. First, you go to the grocery store that has vegetable produce. Not like the 7-Eleven. And you look for one of those big, huge cloves of garlic. Did you get that? The garlic?
Yes. Yes.
And then the next ingredient is a purple onion.
A purple what?
onion.
Okay.
And then... And then you get those radishes. They're in a bunch. And after the radishes, you get the golden honey. The pure honey. And you get all of these ingredients, my friend, and you blend them in a blender. Every single solid last one. And then before going to bed, you take one tablespoonful of the dragon's breath. It will smell like you've never smelled before, but it will wash you from your insides out, and you will be golden the next day. That is the dragon's breath.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna go buy those after class.
Yes. And it can... You can keep it in your fridge, and it will last for months. So if anybody else gains the cold or the demon breath, you can give them the dragon.
Okay. I like this. I'll talk to you later, Yasin. Thank you.
I want to thank you for calling, and I hope you become golden. And GGYD is very excited to be at your school.
I'm very excited for them.
And we will see you soon.
Bye, Yasin.
Goodbye, Tom. Have a good day.
You too.
I am gonna play this for you, Tom, so that you can experience the golden energy.
Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na.
Feel the vibration.
Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na.
In the last three training sessions alone, gold has fallen by nearly 10% after hitting a 2.5-year high. The fall is part of a wider sell-off of commodities, with a slump also in base metals such as copper. And silver has also been hammered, set for its worst three-day fall on record, down 25%.
Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka, Soham Sat Na. Jyot Naranjan, Om Ka, Ra Ran Ka,
May the golden energy consume you.
Hello,
thank you for calling.
Is this Yassi Goldie?
Yes. Who is this?
Hello, Yassi. I think I'm having a panic attack and I need to talk to you.
Oh, you've called at the right time, calling.
Yes, but it's right. Why am I calling at the right time? Why?
Because we are emitting golden energy. And you should be aware of it. As I discuss it.
You're giving out golden energy? Where can I get this golden energy?
You can get it right here. Right now.
Where?
Don't panic. Follow not my word, but the thought which is active in you. And take a deep breath.
Jump the run. Home car. Run the car.
Breathe slower. And let the golden hour sink into you. Let us repeat the magic words together. Say them, Connor.
It's a little hard to hear the magic words.
What
can I do to avoid these panic attacks in the future, Yasigoldi?
You can take 6 golden deep breaths.
How do I know that I'm taking a golden deep breath and not just a deep breath?
You must close your eyes and relax.
I'm driving a car right now.
Yes, I can't close my eyes.
Then stop your car and get out.
Okay, I'm in the middle of the freeway, but I'll pull over when I can.
Yes, do that, caller. Because you should not be driving when there is panic.
It's everywhere. It's on the streets. It's in the freeways. It's in my refrigerator.
And we must take the time and realize how we can stop the panic.
Okay. I pulled over.
Okay, caller. Now close your eyes. Close your eyes. And see the golden cloud appear in your mind. Listen to the birds.
Listen. It's so nice.
And do not think about what you're hearing. Do not speak of what you're saying.
Okay.
And do not think. Let the golden light hit you in the face. Do you hear the running water of the golden river nearby?
Yes,
I do.
Be like the river. Do not resist.
Very golden.
Do not resist. Let your body flow.
Should I be peeing in my pants, Yossi? Because I think that happened.
That's okay, caller. We all have a little golden shower in our pants every once in a while.
You know, oh, it's amazing
how relieving I feel now.
It's
wonderful.
I'm glad, Carter. We should spend at least 3 hours a day relaxing before going to bed. Hold on, caller. Hello?
Hello, Nappy?
Hello, caller.
Nappy, I can hold the phone. I just wanted to tell that gentleman to call Peter. I think I have a social room.
Yes, caller.
Yeah, Peter, am I calling?
Caller. I see you.
Not you, Daphne. The other person. Why did you think I'm worrying?
Caller, I can see you clearly. I see some black sweatpants on your legs. And I see a knitted sweater with a kitten and an American flag. And on the bottom, it says, "Hang in there." Am I right, caller?
Carl!
Yes, caller. And your hair is a golden shade of gold wrapped up in curls.
It's highlights.
Yes, caller. It looks very golden on you.
I'm a cookie of mirror, Yassi.
Oh, that's the best.
I'm drinking golden schlager.
A golden schlager coffee? With cinnamon and sugar?
So much sugar, Yassi.
Yes, caller.
Your voice is like sugar.
Thank you, caller.
It's giving me cavities, Yassi.
Yes, caller. I hope they're golden cavities because I want to fill your whole teeth with a golden grill and maybe a few diamonds in the rough.
Where's the other caller, Yassi?
What was that caller?
Where's the other caller, Yassi?
I don't think my secretaries were able to connect, but I hope the other caller is okay because he was just coming down from the panic attack on the freeway. Have you ever had that, caller?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, caller. You are my golden caller.
I better go, Yassi. I feel my husband driving with the driver.
Yes, caller. Until next time we speak again. Matapan.
Hope you're on too, Yassi.
Yes, an Om Kar to you. Om Kar. What? What a day. There are a lot of people out there. that are aware of this confusion. Before you get any more confused, try to know exactly what it is you are trying to escape from. And know that those sects which offer you a system for the solution of suffering are the worst, because then the system becomes a portent and not the man. Whether it be a religious system, a golden system, yes, or even my system, don't let the system become important. Because it's just a philosophy.
My name is Brodog.
Or an idea.
Brodog is my name.
I think there was a cholera that I am not aware of. Nobody patched me through, but yet they are. Hello, caller.
Hello, Yazi. My name is Crowdog. I am your inmate. Hello, inmate.
Did you hear the meatball say no to you, caller?
Will you be trading me some cigarettes?
No, caller. We only have heat sticks here.
I will take 2 heat sticks from you.
Yes, caller. And what will you give me in return? What will you give me in return, caller, for these 2 heat sticks?
Yazi, I want to sleep in the top bunk tonight.
Yes, caller, you can sleep anywhere you want, because this is your world, and nobody can tell you not.
Thank you, Yazi. I look forward to seeing you later today in the exercise yard, along with other people of the Tenorandia.
Thank you, caller. And I look forward to seeing you. And I will,
talk to you later. Goodbye, Yazi Goldie.
Goodbye, mystery caller. Goodbye.
The answer is yes.
Psychic tip number 2. Using affirmations for the growth of your psychic power. Simply get in a very relaxed state, listening to nice music in the background, and just very, very relaxed physically, very, very relaxed mentally and emotionally. Once you get there, you use affirmations to grow your psychic power. For example, saying in your mind and projecting this out to your spirit and heart, saying over and over, "My psychic power is growing more and more. More and more. My psychic power is growing more and more. My psychic power is growing over and over. My psychic power is multiplying over and over. My psychic power is multiplying over and over. Over and over. Over and over. My psychic power is doubling. Now, my psychic power is doubling over and over. Over and over. Now. That's simple affirmations. You can make your own, or you can copy the ones that I just went through. Just simply using these affirmations while you're very relaxed. Allow energy to collect all around your body using these affirmations. And watch yourself grow. That's what I did.
And you will not watch yourself grow. Because you will just be in a trance with the system. And the system becomes important. And not the man. For the sake of the idea of the ideology, you are willing to sacrifice all mankind, which is exactly what is happening to the world. This is not merely my interpretation. If you observe this, you will find it is happening. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, Yassi. I am a Frenchman, and I was wondering what sort of advice you had for a Frenchman.
Oh, Frenchman. My advice to you is that it does not matter where you are from, only where you are now.
I'm calling from Paris, from the very top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, well then, you must
be... It is nighttime here.
You must be on Eiffel Tower, man.
Yes, yes. And I am wearing a beret and carrying a baguette. And I was wondering what sort of advice you could give to me as a Frenchman.
Well, what is it, the advice that is confusing you, my Frenchman?
I am seeking what to do now that I'm here at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
You're wondering where you should go from there?
Yes, yes. It has been a goal all my life to speak to you from the top of this tower, and now that I have achieved this goal, I'm wondering where to go from here.
I am looking up a phone number for you to call. They live in the Paris area.
Oh, good. Excellent. Good, good.
Yes.
Is this a branch of the Golden Jasmine Yeti Dancers?
Yes, yes. Are you ready to write this number down?
Oh, yes. I have a photographic memory. I will etch it into my brain.
Okay, caller. The number is 003...
That is the French country code.
Yes. 361.
Yes, yes.
325. 9736. When you call this number.
That is almost like my grandmother's phone number. It's off by one number, so that is very easy for me to remember.
Yes, when you call this number, tell them that Yassi Goldie sent you, and they will show you a good time, the secret time behind the scenes.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Who will I be calling?
You'll be calling... I do not want to say her name, because she's very well known in the Paris area. Yet very unknown.
Oh.
And where's the disguise?
Catherine Deneuve?
No, my friend.
Or Isabella Huppert?
No, it is a princess that lives in Paris.
Ah, could it be Princess Di?
No, Princess Di died in England over 10 years ago.
Ah, yes, you are very true, you are very true, but I was thinking of the Princess Di, D-I-E.
No, my friend. She does not live in Paris.
Ah. Okay, I will ask for the princess and tell her exactly what you have related to me.
Yes, she will show you a good time.
Oh, good.
And you will smoke many of those French sticks together.
Oh, excellent. Good, good.
Yes, good. My friend.
And I will send you a box of baguettes and of the freshest French fries.
Thank you, my Frenchman friend.
And thank you, Yossi. I should probably get off of the Eiffel Tower now.
It has very good reception on the Eiffel Tower. You chose a good spot to call me from.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Most people do not know that the Eiffel Tower is actually just a cell phone tower now, and so that's why the reception is so clear.
That is amazing. I wonder if it's a Verizon or Singular.
It is a French telephone company. That is called Oui.
Ah, I like Oui.
Yes, yes.
Oui, oui, my friend.
Oui, oui, yes. All right, very well, Yossi. I must go now and continue my walk along the Champs-Élysées.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Bon temps.
But I can't get near you now. Oh, can you see, baby? You get me going crazy. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you.
Let us not lose our significance together. The system has become important. The system has become more important than I or you or mankind. We have lost our significance, and the controllers of the system, whether religious or social, left or right, gold, silver, or copper, these controllers assume authority, and they assume power, and therefore they are sacrificing you, the individual. That is exactly what is happening. Can you see a baby?
You get me going crazy.
We are all crazy.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here.
How did it come about? All this confusion. All this misery. This suffering. Surely, it indicates the collapse of all moral and spiritual values, and the glorification of all sensual values, of the value of things made by hand or the mind. What happens when we have no other values except the values of the things of the senses, the value of the products of the mind, of the hand, or the machine? The more significance we give to the sensual value of things, the greater the confusion, is it not? Again, this is not my theory. You do not have to quote books to find out that your values, your golden riches, your economic and social existence are based on things made by the hand or by the mind. We live and function and have our being steeped in sensual values, which means that things, the things of the mind, the things of the hand and of the machine, have become important. And when things become important, belief becomes predominantly significant, which is exactly what is happening in the world, is it not? Thus, is giving more and more significance to the value of the senses brings about confusion, and being in confusion, we try to escape from it. Through various forms we try to escape, whether it be religious, economic, social, through ambition, through power, through the search for reality. But the real is near, my friend. You do not have to seek it. And a man who seeks truth will never find it. Truth is in what is. And that is the beauty of it. The moment you conceive it, the moment you seek it, you begin to struggle. And a man who struggles cannot understand. That is why we have to be still, observant,
if you see something,
and passively aware. We see that our living is held in destruction. Carry on, my friend, and be part of the reality, not the experience. It ends now.